Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I'm George Lizos, spiritual teacher, psychic healer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. This is the fourth episode of my four-part solo episode series centered around my book, Protect Your Light, a practical guide to energy protection, cleansing, and cutting cords. In the book, you'll learn a seven-step system to cleansing, shielding, and strengthening your energy. And if you order the book, you also get a free online workshop with me entitled Psychic Scanning Workshop during which I'll guide you to tune into your energy field, turn on your psychic vision to identify all the different toxic energy attachments that are keeping you stuck so you can clear them and protect yourself. And to get all the details about how to claim that workshop for free, you can go to protectyourlightbook.com. In the first episode of this series, we talked about the three steps of energy protection. The second episode was about the five types of negative energy attachments. The third episode was about the three most powerful energy shields. And this fourth episode will be about three energy protection mistakes to avoid. If you've missed the previous episodes, make sure to go back and listen to them so you can get the full deal, the whole introduction to what energy protection is. And let's get started with the fourth episode. Today, we'll be chatting about three energy protection mistakes that most people tend to make and how you can avoid them. But before we talk about them, let's first define our terms. Let's do a short recap of what energy protection is. Energy protection, the way I define it in Protect Your Light, is that it's the art of being energetically authentic. It's about ensuring that what's yours is yours and what's theirs is theirs. It's about having strong energetic boundaries between you and the outside world so that you choose what kind of energy enters your energetic field so that you are in control of your purpose, of your thoughts, of your emotions, of your behavior. As I said in the first episode, we have three main steps to energy protection, although in Protect Your Light, I share a whole seven-step system, but the three main steps are identify, clear, and shield. There are different types of negative energy attachments that we can catch as we go through life and interacting with people both online and offline. That was the whole purpose of episode number two. And of course, we have multiple energy shields that we can use to keep our energy protected. So this is a short recap of what we've covered so far. So let's get started with the three most common energy protection mistakes to avoid. Mistake number one is shielding before clearing. When you just shield your energy without first taking some time to go through the steps 1 to 2, which is identify what's within your energy field, and then use practices to clear all the negative energies you've attracted, and you just shield, you're just shielding all the negative vibes in within your energy field, and you're preventing them from leaving you. So it's very counterintuitive to just shield yourself with white light or whatever it is you're using to do so without first taking the time to release what's within you. Many people tell me that, oh my God, I keep shielding myself, I keep protecting my energy, but I keep getting energetically attacked, and I keep feeling so drained and exhausted and having all of those symptoms that people tend to experience when they experience energy attack or psychic attack. And it's usually because they don't take the time and they don't have a daily energy protection practice where they day in and day out cleanse their energy before they shield themselves. And their shielding is not even helping with this because it keeps all the negative stuff in. So, really important mistake to avoid. First, cleanse your energy and then shield. So that's mistake number one. Mistake number two is simply shielding yourself with white light. The white light bubble is the most popular way of shielding your energy. In every single spiritual course that I've ever done in my life, the teacher always said, "Oh, make sure to shield yourself with white light." It seems to be the answer to everything. Whatever anyone is dealing with, any kind of psychic attack, the go-to advice is, "Oh, just shield yourself with white light. Just shield yourself with white light." Or the other one is, "Oh, just call upon Archangel Michael." I mean, yes, the white light bubble is quite effective and it's a very powerful energetic shield. And I explain exactly about this in my book, Protect Your Light. And of course, calling upon Archangel Michael and other spirit guides is also a helpful way to protect your energy and powerful. But these two shields, the white light bubble and Archangel Michael's energy, they're not one size fits all. The white light bubble may have been more effective in the past when we weren't dealing with so much energy coming to us from all different directions. But now that our world is becoming increasingly interconnected, both online and offline, we have way more complex energies to deal with. So why would we just use the same kind of shield for all of them? In Protect Your Light, specifically in part 3 of the book, which is called Shield Your Energy, I present a whole array of different shields, how to use them, when to use them, how to layer them. Specifically, I distinguish between 3 different types of shields: repelling shields, amplifying shields, and transmuting shields. How to layer them, what to layer, what not to layer, what to use in different circumstances. There's just so much that we need to know to effectively protect our energy these days, especially if we're doing it online, if we're doing it offline, if we're going to the mall, if we're meeting with friends. Like, for example, a shield that works when we meet with friends will not work when we go out there and we're surrounded by many people, and vice versa. A shield I would use when I go to the airport would not be the same shield that I would use with friends. And using a shield the wrong way could prevent you from the current function that you want that shield to be doing. For example, if I shield myself with a repelling shield when I'm with friends, I wouldn't be able to deeply connect with them and deeply communicate empathically with my friends. So there are different shields for different kind of situations, and just using the same shield, especially the white light bubble, for everything is not really doing you any good. So this is mistake number 2. So far we have mistake number 1, shielding before clearing. Mistake number 2, just shielding with white light.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Now let's move into mistake number 3, which is not protecting your energy online. In the research that I've done before I started writing Protect Your Light, I read most of the best-selling books out there about energy protection. Not one book mentioned digital energy protection. And therefore, I made sure to include an entire part. Part 4 of Protect Your Light is about digital energy protection. Now, here's the thing about the digital world. The digital landscape is a mirror of the physical landscape. In the same way we have houses and cities and streets and public spaces in this physical world, the same kind of spaces exist in the digital world. Visualize the different social media sites you use as countries. So Instagram is Instagramville, and Facebook is Facebookland, and Twitter is Twitter City. Every single one of them is like a country. And then when you zoom in, all the different functions, all the different digital spaces, they mirror physical spaces. For example, let's take Instagram as an example. You have the DMs, which are private rooms. Then you have your feed, which is a semi-private space because you have more people there, but you invite them in. And then you have the Explore tab, which is a public space. So when you interact in the DMs, the energy there is very different from the energy on your feed, and it's very different from the energy in the Explore tab, where you interact with so many different types of people. So you have different neighborhoods and different spaces, the stories, the highlights, like every single part of your social media sites is a kind of space that mirrors physical space, and therefore it includes opportunities for energy communication and also energy attack. So it's very important to understand how the digital landscape works so that we can use both tactical and energetic practices to protect your energy there. In Protect Your Light, I include tactical tips that you can use to protect your energy online. It's not just about shielding and clearing, which we'll get to in a bit, but it's also about making tactical decisions and action steps to ensure that your settings within your social media sites support your energetic authenticity and don't create unnecessary energy attack. And actually, psychologists talk about digital energy attack by using the term emotional contagion. An emotional contagion is when someone expresses something online, let's say, for example, in a Facebook post, in one part of the world, and then someone in a different part of the world reads that and feels the same kind of emotion shared by the other person. So here we have emotions and therefore energy spewing out from the digital landscape into the physical landscape and affecting us. This is energy attack. If it's positive, it's a positive exchange of energy, but if it's negative, then it's a negative exchange of energy and therefore energy attack. Now, the same kind of energy attachments that you encounter in the physical world, you can encounter in the digital world as well. So while you're scrolling through your Instagram feed and you're just lounging on your couch, your physical body may be safe, but your energetic body is just traveling all around the world in these different cities as you jump from Instagram to Facebook to Twitter to TikTok, etc. So why wouldn't you protect your energy there as well? Now, there are tactical steps we can take, but there are also energetic practices we can apply. And in Protect Your Light, I share what these practices are so you can take yourself through a process of both cleansing and shielding your energy in the digital landscape too. So just a short recap, the three top mistakes that people make when it comes to energy protection is: mistake number one, shielding before clearing. Mistake number two, just shielding with white light. And mistake number three, not protecting your energy online. Okay, so there you have it. Here are the top three mistakes to avoid when it comes to energy protection. If you'd like to learn my whole 7-step system of protecting your energy both offline and online, make sure to go to protectyourlightbook.com to get all the details and also claim the free psychic scanning online workshop. All righty, my beautiful lightworkers, thank you for joining me for this 4-part solo episode series on energy protection. I look forward to seeing you next time with another episode. Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizas.com/life purpose.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold up. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.